Okay, this is talking with Dr. Potapenko at his home in Pasadena on 21st August, 75. Now, could you tell me a little bit about your background before you did this radio astronomy experiment?
Well, let me tell you first that I came from Moscow, Russia,
Uh-huh. 45 years ago. Right.
About. And then I was doing some research on short waves.
About what?
Continues it here.
About what time was this?
At about 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I measured some radiation, which I could not explain, and which was from certain direction over the time, or about certain direction. And then we started studying it with Dan Folland. Dan Folland was my student, very able boy, and we studied those noises.
This is in 1930 now?
1930.
I see.
And more and more, next year, and several years, I don't remember how many, but several years, that was. And then finally we started making special type of receivers to receive those noises.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made some photo pictures and of equipment and some curves of the observation.
Right, and you sent me one of those.
I sent that to you.
Right.
But so
now,
that's about all.
But in the middle of this, Jansky did his work, right?
Yes, yes.
And did you know about Jansky's work?
I did not know before when I started receiving those noises. But certainly I learned about
right.
them. I made a report even at Caltech about them.
Mm-hmm. And so... Was your main motivation to try to confirm what Jansky had, first of all?
No, just to find, I was not in doubt about his
I see.
Work, but to confirm that what those noises are.
Right, extend it perhaps.
And extend maybe.
Right. So, can you tell me a little bit about exactly what you built? What sort of equipment?
I built a frame. Or a ramen, you know.
Mm-hmm. A rhombic?
A rhombic.
Yeah.
Or if it was a rhombic, not square. And I made several pieces of equipment of this type.
Mm-hmm.
And carried this noise in the, around or near a frequency corresponding to about 2 meters.
This tape ends here, and I'll go on to tape 39A.